All right, welcome back to CPAC 2022, Orlando, Florida. Mike Lindell is now joining us at the desk with the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton.
And you just heard, I'm with Eduardo, the president of Brazil's son. What did I say, Brandon? Who's the best attorney general in history?
Right here.
I believe you saved Texas with those 12 cases before they were going to steal Texas, too. We just talked about Eduardo, how it does over in Brazil. They build up the propaganda that his father's going to lose. They're where we were before the 2020 election. They have the machines, they have the computers, they have the bad media, and they have all that. And but you were proactive in doing that, and the country thanks you for that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we were under the same assault that many of these other states were, like Georgia, Arizona, all these states that went into 3 days of voting. They tried to do the same thing in Texas, and as you mentioned, we had 12 different lawsuits, and we had to win every one of them, or we would have been in the same situation.
Yeah, we would have been the same, and I've said it before, you can believe it or not, people, but the number one stole votes in the country was California, 1.5 million, and second was Texas and Florida, just because the population they wanted was almost a million votes each. But the reason they couldn't take Texas with their inflated voter rolls, all the stuff you did to stop mail-in stuff, to stop all this stuff, you know, you had, I think there was only one that got through, and that was by the, wasn't it the governor who could vote like a week early or something?
So what he did was give an extra week.
Right.
So because of COVID, he extended the hours.
He had to succumb to the China virus. I want to ask you this, because this is really important, and we try and say it on here every time we're on Lindell TV. They did something to you about a month or month and a half ago. These judges, are they Republicans, I believe?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And they vote, everybody, this is what I've been telling you, and you're going to hear about it here. The Attorney General of the biggest state, and the biggest problem we have in the whole country with elections, and they took away your ability to convict one thing. Was that voter or election?
Voter fraud.
Election fraud.
Yeah.
Wrap your head around that. Now, why would they do that?
So this is a statute that was passed by the legislature in 1951 pursuant to their ability to do it under the Texas Constitution. This Court of Criminal Appeals, which is unusual because we're one of two states that has dual system. We have the Texas Supreme Court that does civil cases, and the Court of Criminal Appeals is the final arbiter of criminal cases. That's important to understand. They struck down that statute that's been around for 70 years. We have precedent.
70 years.
70 years.
70 years. Why do you think they would do that now?
It's very odd. They waited till after the filing deadline so no one could run against them. And it'll affect our elections in November. It'll affect the elections 2 years from now. And because they struck it down, supposedly we have to have a constitutional amendment, which they know we can't do because we have too many Democrats in the House and Senate to overcome. You have to have two-thirds vote in both houses.
So then what happens now if that doesn't get reversed, and we're praying it does? Is there stuff being done right now? We always put their numbers up, their phone numbers up, and which we do almost every day to get them to reverse it. Where is our hope?
So here's the deal. Right now, we've asked for a motion to rehear. They haven't responded, yes or no, which means we want them to re-decide this case the right way.
Right.
Because their rationale for doing this was insane. They said I was an executive officer, and therefore I couldn't operate as a judicial officer, which means I couldn't go to court for even to represent the state on civil matters. So it doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it doesn't.
So the reality is, I think they're going to wait till after the election on Tuesday, March 1st, because one of their guys is up for election, and they're going to see how it turns out.
You hear that? There might be an alternative agenda there, everybody, but...
Tuned. I think they're going to wait to see how it turns out, and then if he wins, they're going to deny our motion. If he loses, they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do going forward.
Right. If you win, you think they'll reverse it? Is that right?
I think there's somebody running against one of the court of appeals. Okay. One of them ran anyway. A guy named Clint Morgan ran against Scott Walker.
Oh, I got you.
So
it's those guys, the guys that made this terrible decision.
Yes, only one. So there's 6 year terms. So only three of them were up, but only one got an opponent because they waited to give this overrule. They overruled statute after the filing. So only one of them's up.
Right.
So they're keeping cool until that.
Okay, so I want to ask, because now if you can't convict election criminals, where does it go? Who could it? Let's say this would stand. Where would that go? Who would convict them?
Under Texas, every other prosecution happens with a district attorney. in each county.
Right.
So what that means is, in Austin, Travis County, there's a DA that was pushed by George Soros.
George Soros. George Soros appointed district attorneys?
Well, they helped fund it.
Right. I got it. I like to say,
And so in these big counties...
It's appointed in my world. No.
In these big urban counties, these DAs who are Soros funded are not going to prosecute voter fraud. So what does that mean for our future?
Yeah, it's over. If we lose Texas, it's over. This is just another fight. These guys, these criminals that came into our country, remember, all the stuff that's went on, actually some of it for decades, they have set this up, and it's almost they have safety nets all over. Hey, if we get the machines gone, and we're going to cheat another way in Texas or whatever that would be, then they can't be convicted by the Attorney General of Texas.
That's exactly right.
It's basically another safety net that they put up. When you have criminals all over the place, when they did to most Secretary of State, I'm not going to call it anything with Texas, but like your Ratzenbergers, Jenna Griswold in Colorado, all these Secretary of States that had power over our election that made illegal things put into place, everybody, all these things, let's talk about that for a second. So all the stuff that was done in the 2020 election, you being an attorney general, isn't it the legislatures that have to put those things into place?
Yes, and so like in Texas, we passed more stringent laws to protect against voter fraud. They did this in the last session.
Right.
Those don't mean anything with this Court of Criminal Appeals decision because I can't prosecute it anyway.
Right.
But other states need to do the same thing. They need to protect their voters from fraud.
Right, so let's say a law like, you know, Pennsylvania's got this crazy law where you can't have more votes than voters. You know, but let's skip up to Michigan. So Michigan, the Secretary of State of Michigan just did it on her own, sent out 7 million ballots before the 2020 election. And the legislatures were the ones that were supposed to decide that, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
They're the ones that make the law. So everybody, when we talk about, I always talk about, let's get rid of the machines, but there's also all these things in place that the states did illegally. Isn't it going to be quite dangerous if they put that into law because of what a broken law, and now you make that the law? Does two broken laws make a right?
No, it actually turns it into a system like California where you don't have fair and free elections.
Exactly. Well, you are hope. I'll tell you, everybody, and I endorse Ken Paxton. I did that right, I think, like right away. He was when you were one of my first. I've endorsed now seven people in this country for different positions, and every one of them has one thing in common. They're fighting for our country. They're fighting for trying to fix 2020 first. Fighting because we have to have our elections or we lose everything. And you have a proven track record. You saved Texas, everybody, before this. And I'll tell you what, anybody that's running up against you as Attorney General should think again because the people have your back 100%. And it's just a matter of getting the word out. You know, the corrupt media, I was down in Texas with you a couple different events. And, of course, the Rotten Paper in Dallas. The Dallas Morning News. They call me up like I go, what are you new? And I chew them out for an hour on the phone because these journalists, they all have my direct number. Now I have her number. I don't think she'll call me again, though.
Didn't you stop a million ballots, fake ballots, from making it into the system?
It was more than that. It was 2.5 million in Harris County alone.
2.5 million in Harris County alone.
One county.
Was that why they were laying the narrative of this blue wave? Because they knew that they could start stealing it that way?
If they had gotten these ballots out before I could stop them, the genie would have been out of the bottle. And that was just one county. There were other counties.
And they were sitting where? Where were they sitting? They were printed?
The district clerk, they were ready to go. They were printed. They were ready to be mailed out.
And Brandon, and see, this is what everybody needs to know. You need two things for the corrupt election. You need the computers to manipulate it. But then you need to have a way to get names. You need to have, you know, the paper. So you stop that. We're at 2.5 million.
In one county.
You hear that, everybody?
There's your blue wave they were talking about.
Trump won Texas by about 620,000 votes. So that tells you just one county does that. That's why we had to win all 12 lawsuits.
Absolutely. And if they wouldn't, they would have had enough people or enough names to inflate to take Texas. I'll tell you, anyone that's sitting on the fence of who to vote for the greatest attorney general in Texas history, everyone out there in the United States, you owe one thing to our country, and that's get on. We're going to put up that if we can. Are we able to put up those judges and things?
Yeah, Reagan, back in the control room, if you have the graphic for those judges
I want everybody to reach out to them and say, you can't do this to our country. You need to, what do they need to do? Just redo that until you have that power to?
We asked for a motion to rehear so they can reconsider their decision and come back with a decision that makes sense for us and the Constitution.
And I don't think we need to wait till after March 1st so that some guy can, whatever manipulation was done there. You guys, when you see deviations like this, it doesn't make sense. Here you got a guy that saved Texas, that went out after all these laws. By the way, he goes after Zuckerberg, Facebook, and Google, all these other crooked platforms. And I was so proud to hear that about you. Didn't you just have a new one against Facebook?
Yeah, for stealing people's faces.
Here we go. Let's watch these. Everybody out there, take a screenshot. Take a screenshot if you know them or whatever. Everyone in the United States needs to reach out to them and say, you need to reconsider this. An attorney general needs to prosecute election crime in our country. If we lose Texas, we lose the country. This is shameful. Shameful what these individuals even thought of doing. But we're not going to let it happen because we have a voice. Everybody reach out to them and say, we want this change back now. I want to hear, so Facebook, what you're going to hear, this lawsuit, they tried to deface us?
So what they did was, in violation of Texas law, you're not allowed to take people's biometric identifiers, fingerprints, retinal scans, and your facial geometry. Well, when you put a photo on Facebook, whether you have an account or not, we have 21 million Facebook users in Texas alone.
Right.
They have been taking, with their algorithms, your facial geometry.
They've been taking my picture and I didn't know it?
Yep. And they use
my phone. Listen here. You listen here, sucker buck. Oh, he already knew what I look like.
So they've been making money out. That's a violation of Texas law. It's worth, obviously there's fines associated, big fines.
Wow. We're trying to take down Facebook. Is there any other ones that have done that against them? They've done it to everyone in the country.
Well, so we're looking at TikTok right now. We've got an investigation of them. We've got three lawsuits against Google.
Wow, against Mr. Google. Wow.
We've got an investigation of the whole Parler incident where they deplatformed the president and others.
Right.
So all the companies that were involved in that, including Twitter, were investigating.
Wow. Jack Dorsey, everybody. Remember I said, I predicted they're all going to prison. Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, their first, we hit them where it hurts in their wallet. I hope they give, all the state of Texas should get, we as a country, they owe us. I've been calling out them before 5 or 6 years ago with all the antitrust laws that Mark Zuckerberg broke, the antitrust laws that Google has broke. You guys, this is me as a businessman, what they've done to MyPillow, what they've done to all of you out there. So I'm so proud that something's getting done.
Look, we've got a really good chance of winning. Obviously, they have a lot of money. They're spending a lot of money to make sure I don't get elected.
Yeah.
Whether they do it on Google with their algorithms or whether they do it with money and influence, but
we're not going to let it happen, everybody. If you know anyone in Texas that's even thinking about voting for someone else in this election, this man has helped save your country and save Texas. You need to vote for Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's got a proven record. And anyone that says, we ask people now, we say, the first question I have them ask a politician, was this election stolen? If they say no, we say, wrong answer. So then we say to them, hey, what have you, if they say, oh, yeah, I had one in Ohio. He goes, it was stolen, but not here in Ohio. Okay, so really? I said, but just because why? He goes, because Donald Trump won. I go, wrong answer, you're out. You got to see what people, I've said it to all of you out there, we need politicians in place that have helped fix, look at what happened in 2020, fix it, and what have you done for our elections? And you have a track record that's unreal, and it's, I'm so proud to be your friend. I'm proud to know the greatest attorney general in this country's history. God bless you.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us.